In 1788, the first fleet arrived at Port Jackson under orders from the British government to establish a convict settlement. The New South Wales colony was on the other side of the world to Britain and took a treacherous 24,000-kilometre, 8-month journey to get there. This seems to be a costly and inefficient way to punish criminals, many of whom were transported for petty crimes such as stealing food. What was going on in Britain in the late 18th century that forced the government to resort to such extreme measures?
We have something else in common, and it's not just our stunning good looks. Each of us has an abundance mindset. We are all open to possibilities. Collectively, we have over $600 million worth of US real estate transactions under our belts. Now, we could sit around slapping each other on the back for a job well done, but that's not the kind of blokes we are. We are fired up to share our areas of US real estate expertise and the exponential value of our group with you. I represented Australia on the international stage between 2002 and 2017, and although I didn't become world champion, I had my successes and came away with something that I never anticipated for. Something that would impact me for the rest of my life. A sport that would provide me with endless passion and opportunity. I discovered throughout my competing days the enjoyment of helping others, and found this tremendously satisfying.